It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? I've been thinking about pillows. Yeah, you know, there are many different kinds of pillows. You can almost tell what kind it is by feeling it on the outside. Yeah. This one, I'll just show you, does not have feathers in it. No. If it had feathers in it, I couldn't open it like that because the feathers would go all over the place. Let's take a look at what this one's like. See all those little holes in there? Feels good. Well, I wanted to show you how a pillow like this is made. People make pillows like this, and I have a film that shows just that. Let's see it now. Oh, did you notice? These curtains are off the windows. Well, Audrey was here earlier today and took them down. She's going to have them clean for me, but she was interrupted. She was called to another job across town, so she'll probably take these down later. Now, this is how pillows are made. How pillows are made. And here it shows. I guess some person puts some kind of liquid in a machine that looks like that. Looks like a waffle maker or something, doesn't it? And I guess the stuff is sort of cooked. And then I suppose it goes through some kind of a water machine. And that person is putting the covers on them. So let's just see how people make pillows. Picture, picture. That's the way people make one kind of pillow. Isn't that interesting? See ya. Oh, there's somebody at the door. Oh, it's Audrey. Come in, Audrey.
Hi. Came back to take down the rest of the drapes.
Good. Do you mind if we watch?
Oh, of course not. I'm very proud of my work. Well?
I was showing my friends.
Oh, you've been taking a little snooze?
No, I was showing them how pillows are made. Different pillows, you know?
I used to have a blanket I carried everywhere with me. It had such a wonderful feel to it. Used to fold it up and use it just like a pillow.
Uh-huh.
It felt so good, I carried it everywhere. But I tell you, the only thing I carry with me today, my working equipment. I think when we're through, if you put these rods
You're a mighty busy person.
You'll know where they are when I come back.
Okay, fine.
Oh, that didn't take long. Just get this one.
How long will it take to get them clean?
Well, I'll take them with me today, and hopefully I can have them back to you tomorrow.
Oh, great.
Okay. Those are for you. I'll take these.
Fine. Oh. You have lots going, don't you?
Yes, I've got to get over to the north side.
Oh.
I sometimes feel like I'm responsible for cleaning the world.
Well, at least this part of it.
Uh-huh.
Have a good day, Audrey.
Bye, I'll see you soon.
Goodbye. Put these up here so we'll have them ready for tomorrow. Yeah. Wow, it looks a little different. Let's have some make-believe. Get the trolley. We have to figure out some way for Mr. Allmine to bring Daniel's clock back. Yeah. You know, there's somebody in the neighborhood of make-believe whose favorite toy is a pillow. Yeah. You know who that is? Edgar Cook has a pillow that he likes very much. Mm-hmm. Why don't we pretend that he and Yoshi are talking together at the castle? All right? Neighborhood of make-believe.
Hello, Trolley.
Hi, Trolley.
Missito. I'm going to hold on to my pillow and hold on tight.
Oh? Do you feel that you need it today?
It needs me.
It needs you? I don't quite understand, Edgar.
Well, I'm going to hold on to it so Mr. Allmine won't take it.
Allmine? I'm sure King Friday would never let him take your pillow. You know, the King Friday was so angry with him yesterday.
How did the king talk when he was angry?
He said, I insist that you come to discuss the matter tomorrow.
I insist that you come to discuss the matter tomorrow.
Hi, everybody. Has Mr. Allmine come yet?
No, in fact, I'm supposed to get him in 13.
Oh, well, I'm going to stay at Grandpere's when that all mine comes.
All right.
And I'm going to stay inside and hold on to my pillow.
All right, you
goodbye.
Do that. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, Edgar. Where's King Friday?
King Friday is talking with the wisest people of the world, trying to get the best possible advice.
Oh, good. I hope they can think of a way to get my clock back.
I do too, Daniel. I think I better get going, so I'll see you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, so many people trying to help me. I'm glad of that. Boy. Oh, there she goes. Bye. Bye. I'm going back to Grandpere's now.
I thought I heard the royal plane. I wonder if the clock is back. I'll just go over and take a look. Well, this is the place where the clock should be, but it's not here. I feel so sorry for Daniel. I wish there was something I could think of that would just help him.
Andy.
Oh, Lady Elaine.
Please come over here, thank you. And what's this I hear about all mine?
Well, you do know that he took Daniel's clock.
I know that. But why didn't you make him bring it back?
Because, Lady Elaine, he has a picture of it in his book. And he says that everything that is in his book is all mine.
Well, I'll be. What kind of logic do you call that?
I don't know, but Mr. Allmine is on his way over to meet with King Friday very soon.
What's Friday going to tell him?
I'm not sure, but he has been talking with the wisest people in the world, so we should find out something soon.
I may just add a bit of my wisdom.
Well, if Mr. Allmine brings along his book, I don't know what people are going to do.
We'll see about that book of his.
Oh, here they come now.
Oh.
Yoshi's bringing all mine. I'm going to be around in case the king needs me for anything.
Toot-toot, Handy.
Toot-toot.
Keep your chin up.
Okay, bye.
Handyman Negri, I presume?
Correct as usual, Your Majesty.
I trust that all mine is about to arrive.
Well, it's Yoshi and your plane, and I hope he's in it.
Your Majesty.
Mizito, I presume?
Correct as usual.
Where's Mr. Allmine?
Well, you know, he heard your fanfare from up there, and he said he wanted one, too.
Royal fanfare?
That's what he said.
Well, let's give him one. Oh. I want him here at once.
All right, Your Majesty.
Fanfare, please.
There he is.
Mr. Allmine, I presume?
That's the name, and everything in my book is Allmine.
I have met with the wisest people in the world, and they have helped me to decide something very important.
What is it?
That you must return Daniel Tiger's clock.
And what if I say no?
Then I shall be forced to use force. Force, do you hear?
I hear you.
Well, are you going to bring back the clock?
No.
No?
Of course not. You can't scare me with your force.
But my wise people told me that you would be scared.
It's in the book, King Friday. The clock is in the book, so it's mine. Goodbye.
Well, I never...
Just a minute there, all mine. Take this, Handy.
Sure. And who are you?
My name is Fairchild, and I have this book. See?
Why, it's a book like mine. Where did you get it?
I have my sources. Now, Negri, open that book to the part that says growing things.
There it is, Lady Elaine, in large letters.
See it
growing
online?
Things.
See it?
Yes, I see it. What's the message?
Well, since growing things are in my book, all growing things are all mine.
Well, I guess you're right.
Okay, then. Hand over your growing things.
Well, I don't have any, so there. Goodbye.
Just a little minute.
Well, what's wrong now?
Who says you don't have any growing things?
Well, I say so. I don't have any plants or any animals or anything like that. Never did like them.
What about your hair?
Well, this is no time to talk about my hair.
Oh, yes it is. It's growing, isn't it?
Well, sure. Everybody's hair grows.
Okay, then. Hand it over.
What do you mean?
Growing things are in my book, so all growing things are all mine.
But my hair is mine. I can't give it to you.
It's in my book. And what about your fingernails and your toenails and everything that grows?
But they're mine. I need them.
But that's the same way it is for Daniel. Daniel Tiger needs his clock. It's his home. It's not just something he had and didn't need. Well, he needs it right away.
I never thought of it that way. But what about the sandbox they wouldn't let me have?
Well, my son is getting just big enough to play outside the castle now, you see. A little baby prince has to get to be a little boy who can do things for himself. He needs his own sandbox to make his own things in.
Why? I never thought of it that way.
If you never think of how other people feel, then everything seems like it can be all yours, doesn't it?
All mine?
Yes.
Well, I never thought of it that way.
Well, let's think about it that way now. What about Daniel's clock?
Well, even though it's in my book, I'll bring it back.
Excellent. Oh,
when will you bring it back?
Tomorrow. Want to come with me and we'll bring it back together?
Sure, I'll come with you.
Okay, bring your book.
Okay, I will bring your book. You come too, Ito.
Yes,
may we use your plane, Friday?
You may, and I trust you will return tomorrow.
You bet your crown we will. Toot toot, everybody. Come along.
Bye-bye. Bye. See you later.
Well, I'm going to go right over and tell Daniel.
Yes, and I'll tell Edgar and Prince Tuesday. Good news, isn't it?
Yes, Your Majesty, very good news.
Sometimes I think Lady Elaine is a wise person. Well, on with our communications.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If you think of how other people feel, then some things in life can never seem like all mine. You know, it's like when you have ice cream in your family. Some of it's for you, and some of it's for the rest of your family. I'm going to call Brockett's Bakery. See if Mrs. Shank's there. You know, Jose said yesterday that she might come today. Hi, Dawn. It's Fred Rogers. I wondered if Mrs. Shank was there. Oh, what about the baby? Oh, I see. All right, fine. I'd like to come over and see her. All right, then. Bye-bye. Said, yes, Mrs. Shank is there. She has some pictures of the baby. So come along to Brockett's Bakery. Okay.
Jose, hope it works out
okay.
Yeah, here you are.
Hi,
hello,
Jose.
How are you?
Buenos dias.
¿Cómo está?
Gracias. You leaving?
Yeah, I have some other business to do today. But Mrs. Shrink is here and she's going to replace me.
Oh, I see. Well, I'll be glad to see her. See you next time.
Have a nice day. I'll
you
see
too. Bye-bye. Hi, Miss Campbell.
Hi, Fred.
How are you doing?
Very good. How are you?
Well, I'm just fine, and you told me over the phone Mr. Schenck is here, and I don't see her.
Well, no. See, she's just here taking over for Jose. She's in the back. You want me to go?
I'd love to see her.
Mrs. Schenck, somebody here wants to see you.
Come in.
Mrs. Schenck.
Como está usted?
Gracias. Bien, gracias. Y usted?
Muy bien. I am so happy with my new baby boy.
Your baby. Oh, I'd like to know more about him. Is he feeling good?
Oh, yeah.
And he sleeps well?
Sleep well and cry only when he's hungry, when he needs to be changed.
He cries only when he's hungry and when he needs to be changed.
My eldest daughter, Maria Teresa, did you remember her?
Yes.
She take care of him so much. She love him.
Well, I'm glad that you have help.
Mrs. Yeah. Schenck, why don't you show Fred the pictures?
Oh, yeah. I have two pictures from him.
Good.
Look. This is one, the day when I came from the hospital, my husband took me.
Mrs. Schenck and the baby.
The teeny little boy.
When they came from the hospital after he was born.
And this
nice
is
picture.
My mother.
Oh, that's your mother with you and the baby.
Uh-huh. She came from South America to stay with me for a few days.
See, there's the baby, and the baby's mother, and the baby's grandmother. You see, lucky to have that grandmother and that mother.
Thank
what's
you.
Nice boy.
What is his name, Mrs. Schenck?
His name is William Joseph.
William Joseph.
But in Spanish, is Guillermo Jose.
Guillermo Jose.
Uh-huh.
That's a beautiful name. Could you say that? Guillermo Jose. Guillermo Jose. I love that name.
You know, my eldest daughter is Maria Teresa.
Yes.
And the second one is Guillermo Jose.
Guillermo Jose. Beautiful. Mrs. Schenck, when the baby is old enough, will you be coming back to work more regularly?
No more.
Oh, Mrs. Schenck, tell them about your good news.
What?
You know, I am going to change my job.
What is it?
I just got my degree. I am going to teach in a college now.
Mrs. Schenck's going to teach in a college.
Isn't that wonderful news?
Oh, those are lucky students.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a new baby and I have a new job, but I'm can come in any time when you need me.
Because
you
great.
Are my
on
good
certain
friend.
Days, if I need some help, Mrs. Schenck will still come and help me. Isn't
that grand?
All the neighborhood can be together.
Right. Yeah. I'm very proud of you, Mrs. Schenck, and I congratulate you.
Thank you so much.
On so many things.
How about a cookie for you, Fred, huh?
My baby's too little to eat cookies.
But he can have Mr. Rogers isn't too little. Fred can have one.
I can have a cookie in honor of your baby, right. Okay?
Okay.
Have a good day.
All
right. Glad to see you.
Hasta luego.
Hasta la vista.
We need that.
So, Mrs. Schenck's going to teach in a college. I'm proud of her. And the baby. Nice pictures, weren't they? Yeah, she's a special person. You know, I was just thinking, there are some things that are really your own. If you have a special blanket or a pillow, or even a special teddy bear that comforts you when you feel sad and goes with you when things are new, that is really all yours, and you shouldn't have to share that. Sometimes you feel like holding your pillow all night long. Sometimes you hug your teddy bear tightly. He's old, but he's still strong. And sometimes you want to snuggle up closely with your own mom and dad. At night, you even need
sometimes, but that's not bad. Please don't think it's funny when you want an extra kiss. There are lots and lots of people who sometimes feel like this. Please don't think it's funny when you want the ones you miss. There are lots and lots of people who sometimes feel like this.
Lady Elaine knew that Mr. Allmine's hair was really all his, and she couldn't have that. She just wanted to teach him how important some things can be when they really belong to you. I'm changing my shoes now. You know what that means, don't you? It's time for me to go, but I'll be back tomorrow. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up, ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. Oh, the film. Here it is. Talk with your favorite grown-ups about the things that you're wondering about. That's a great way to grow. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.
This television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is PBS.